It is 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to In Town and Out here on CBC Radio 1, 91.5 FM in Ottawa. So when someone arrives here in Canada from another country, you know, the odds are often stacked against them. It could be that they have to learn a new language, or there's a whole new culture to understand, or simply the struggles of integrating into society in a meaningful and dignified way. Well, on this morning's Listen Up, we're going to hear a good news story from a new Canadian who faced the odds and overcame them. Wafron Darmawan left Indonesia several years ago to settle here in Canada with his family, and his story has a happy ending so far, thanks in part to some new initiatives that help new immigrants get jobs. Well, Ashley Wright joins me with the details. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Michael.
So this clearly isn't your usual version of events that we hear about when it comes to new immigrants, right?
No, I think the more typical story that we hear is a sad tale of a doctor who's driving a taxi or a scientist delivering pizza, that kind of thing. But because of the problems in the past and a general lack of attention to the issue, some employers in the National Capital Region are doing something about it. And Wafron Darmawan, as you said, has a happy ending. He's a result of that initiative. He's working at the University of Ottawa. But let's go back for a moment to Indonesia, where he grew up along with his three siblings. He was the son of a government worker. His mom was a teacher. Big emphasis in the family on education. But still, there was lots of time to play in their small village.
I think it's because the weather is different from here. Yeah. There is a tropical country, and we can go outside anytime you want. So after school, we went outside with a friend, to play in the yard. Or there are two main rivers passing our town, so we can play together in the.
So as you can hear there, Michael, he describes a happy childhood. As far as food goes, lots of rice, that's the mainstay of the Indonesian diet, he told me, along with beans, something called tempeh, a soy product loaded with protein. Not a lot of meat, he said. The family had a housekeeper, or a couple of housekeepers, actually, and although his mom did most of the cooking, and he still misses it a lot.
So give us an abbreviated version of how Wafron made it to Canada then.
Well, he finished high school. He got a degree in electrical engineering, all in Indonesia, and then he began working for a humanitarian organization. That's where he met his wife, who came from Albania. So they moved to Albania for a while, but for a number of reasons, they decided to emigrate to Canada.
Before we came here, what I imagine about Canada is a huge place with a green and white, and there's nobody there. But actually, it's not true, because I live here and I meet a lot of nice people here. We saw this. It's a multicultural, and there are a lot of people live together here. And I think it's because we are a mixed couple. If we live in France or we live in Indonesia, they're still, when they see another people, let's say, it's difficult to integrate with the community. So in here, I don't see any problem. I feel myself that I don't see any difference between me and the other person in here. So
he certainly experienced one of the virtues of our country, which is, of course, our tolerant nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come one, come all, and we're not going to necessarily cast a strange eye to you. And so then he lands in Canada with a wife and baby, and he has to start from scratch.
Well, that's right, and that was the tough thing. But you touch on a good point. He mentions both the physical space and the tolerant nature of the country, which was attractive to both of them. And Wafron is a doer. He lands here. You can sort of tell by looking at him and talking with him. He doesn't like to sit around waiting for something to happen. So at that point, he goes out to all the job search organizations that help immigrants, places like the YMCA, Algonquin College. They run a number of different programs that focus on different elements of the search, so language, CVs, upgrading, that kind of thing. And Wafron says these programs were critical.
Actually, in Job Connect or STEP or OTI, they don't just give you information about the job market in here, but they really help you. For example, when I went there and I asked them if they can see my CV, my resume, and so on, and they did. They see and they gave me an advice to revise my CV and my cover letter and so on. And also, I did I did for a simulation for a job interview. So how to do the interview and what kind of question that usually you can they will ask you. So yeah, we did for this, and so it gave me a more self confidence to go to find a job.
So now that he has this self-confidence tucked into his back pocket, he's ready to go look for a job. Well, how long did it actually take him to find work?
Michael, this is the success story. It took Wafrin about 3 months to get a job, which is really quite remarkable by any standards. And the most key part of this is it's in a field related to his education and experience of electrical engineering. He's a network specialist that's sort of in the computer communications area at Ottawa U. And this is Natalie Morant from Ottawa U Human Resources.
We have a lot of international students. And for us, it's just good business sense to have some immigrants that are mirroring our student population. So it's definitely a win-win. We're bringing people with different ideas. And we can just generate more ideas or different ways of doing things.
So what happened, Michael, is the university became part of a network that runs under Hire Immigrants Ottawa. And you've maybe heard of them because they've been in the news recently with their annual meeting. It's an initiative that tries to simplify the search for both employers and skilled immigrants. Ottawa U actually then created its own program that recruits a pool of fully qualified, job-ready bilingual candidates from groups that include skilled immigrants. And so it's really worked out very well for them. Natalie told me that in the past 2.5 years, they hired 40 people. 5 have become permanent employees at Ottawa U. And she credits the network that really is about better communication with immigrant organizations, as well as the recognition that their skills are valuable. And that's helped open up these new opportunities.
Well, it's interesting to hear the employers perspective on new immigrants and the skills that they bring.
Yeah, it really is, because that's what's been so frustrating over the years, is this lack of joining between the organizations that help the immigrants and then the organizations that have the jobs, like Ottawa U, that's sitting there looking for people, but they haven't been able to come together. Natalie Morin really drove the point home for me, both professionally and personally. In other words, beyond the political perspective of labor policy, when she told me how hiring more immigrants has taught her about their reality and has enriched her life.
I can just encourage other people that have the same curiosity to go out and about and just see what they do have to offer. It's just the richness is amazing.
So you're actually getting at something completely different from just the benefit of having an employment spot filled, a job filled. You're talking about learning about a human being and learning about a culture by having them around you. Am I right in?
Yes, absolutely. And wanting to develop an inclusive environment. There's something about those people that I want to know more. And what are they bringing on the table? How are they raising their kids? What are their interests? And this, in the mix of a conversation, knowing that they have their own ideas and I may have my own ideas, and bringing this together, it's just a beautiful buffet.
It's a buffet.
It's a buffet.
I like that. Have you learned anything from Wafrin about food?
Very much today, and I can't wait to have some, is it tempeh? Tempeh, yeah, I can't wait to have some tempeh.
Well, it's interesting. Certainly, Natalie offers up a lot in the way of wisdom when it comes to hiring new immigrants. But what about for Wafrin? What's his advice to new Canadians who are landing?
Oh, he has lots of advice, but I'm going to let him tell you himself.
Well, the first thing is just go out. Yeah, meet people and talk with them. So this is the first my advice for the new immigrant here, because if you just stay at home, you will not know what happened outside and what you can do outside and what you can offer to people, because you don't know what they need.
So specifically, Michael, he said, take advantage of the programs like the ones we're talking about that have been set up specifically to help them. But he also said, you know, one day he went down to the Tourist Information Center, just picked up all kinds of pamphlets, took them home. He and his wife read them, looked over them. You know, that's a good way of getting to know the area, getting to know who's out there. So he had lots of suggestions. And I will say he now has a new baby. He's been 2 years on the job, feeling very settled in the community. So good news all around for Wafrin.
Certainly is a success story, isn't it, Ashley?
It sure is.
Thanks so much for introducing us to Wafrin this morning.
You're welcome.
That's the CBC's Ashley Wright. She was speaking to Wafrin Dharmaman and Natalie Morin, both employees at the University of Ottawa. And as Ashley mentioned, we're going to post links to other immigrant organizations on our website, which is cbc.ca/intownandout.